Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. The three-month-long Jean-Luc Godard retrospective at the National Film Theatre, London, continues into March. The much-loved 1960s are over, and now we're into the controversial and humanous political period with emphasis on workers and struggles, the bourgeoisie and visual introspection, self-cancellation even. His old friend François Truffaut, now equated disparagingly with Hollywood on the Seine, or the Seine. There are varied accounts of why they stopped speaking to each other, but that comment can't have helped. Still, it's a great opportunity to see the stuff on a big screen. Coming up on February the 25th are the rarely seen TV commercials, which unfortunately I'll miss as I'm having a hernia operation on that day. My colleague in the bookshop has just had exactly the same operation by coincidence, unless it was down to us both having lifted the same heavy book. During the height of his Marxist-Maoist cinematic phase, French film director Jean-Luc Godard formed the Djiga-Vertov Group film collective with Jean-Pierre Goran. The collective was fiercely anti-capitalist and anti-auteur, yet this didn't stop them from producing television commercials for large multinational corporations or working for an advertising firm like Agency Dupuis Compton, which later became part of Saatchi & Saatchi in 1986. "If they give, you should grab, as I like to say," said Godard. Amusingly, Godard and Goran took money from arch-Republican conservative capitalist Patrick Frawley, who was kind of the Koch brother of his day. Godard and Goran, who would collaborate on their anti-consumerist masterpiece Tout va bien the following year, spent Frawley's money on a chic aftershave commercial, with a couple arguing loudly over a news broadcast about Palestine as he shaves. She is frequent Godard actress Juliette Berto. He is unknown. Perhaps it was Daniel Cohn-Bendit, otherwise known as Danny the Red. Well, you can form your own conclusions at the National Film Theatre on February the 25th. And I quote, "This eclectic programme of Godard's commercial commissions features a range of rare works spanning 20 years. They include a film trailer for Robert Bresson's Mouchette, several adverts for aftershave, jeans, cigarettes, and then in my brackets, actually the early films feature significant smoking so much that they must have contributed greatly to the cigarette business. Notably, the Gallic upward flick perfected by Jean-Pierre Léo and Jean-Paul Belmondo, where the fag, probably a gitane or the less well-known bastos, is nonchalantly tossed upward, leaving the hand briefly before arriving easily between the lips." Close brackets. "And films for fashion designers Marité and François Gibault for the French state telecommunications company and for a well-known electrical goods retailer. In each case, Godard, according to the programmer, provides an unexpected and inventive twist. The results are thought-provoking and at times formally astounding." Again, from the program notes. "Not to mention slightly baffling. Is this a case of selective integrity, shrewd exploitation, or unrepentant hypocrisy? I'm trying to imagine Cornelius Cardew in his Maoist phase producing jingles for advertising. You'll wonder where the red went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. Wrong decade, of course. One of the more intriguing recent programmes at the National Film Theatre was titled Godard and Experimental Film, which sounded promising, and was presented by Nicole Brenet, author of a small book on generally overlooked letterist cinema. The letterists Isidore Issou, Maurice Lemaitre, and Gilles J. Volman, followed immediately by Guy Debord, having made radical films in 1951 and 1952, which had been screened in Paris and Cannes, and which Godard certainly encountered during his left bank days. The style of these films probably influenced Godard's cine-tracts phase, at least in their visual appearance. On the night, Nicole Brenet chose to play second fiddle to Peter Whitehead. The director of Holy Communion, Tonight, Let's All Make Love in London, and more recently, The Falconer with Ian Sinclair and Chris Pettit. Nicole unwisely deferring to a figure of assumed authority, taking a back seat to the counterculture Big Cheese, who was a contemporary of Godard's and had even met Anna Karenina. The audience waited for the wisdom gained from first-hand experience. Whitehead droned on at length about his own films like a pub bore, with an occasional nod to Godard. The audience waited in vain for insight. Eventually, he recounted a stultifyingly dull story about his meeting with Anna Karenina in the restaurant of the now defunct Academy Cinema on Oxford Street. He apparently didn't recognise her, as she was, quote, overweight and had bad skin. Godard must have been a genius to make her look good on screen, he went on, confidently, assuming wrongly that this observation would meet with audience complicity. At this point, people started to leave, including ourselves. An email of complaint resulted in complimentary tickets and an apology from the British Film Institute. In the 90s, John Zorn issued an album called Godard/Spillane. Well, today I'll be playing something else. More sound poetry, more Gerhard Ruhm, some Ernst Jandl. But before that, we have the necessary announcements about the Resonance FM's annual fundraiser, running from February the 13th on until the 21st, which may be this weekend, featuring 9 days of live events, a spectacular online auction, as well as a whole host of special broadcasts. Resonance relies on the support of our listeners. Help us make more amazing programming by heading to resonance.fm to make a contribution. Now, there's a whole list of events, some of which have gone. So we'll skip down a bit. Let's have a look. There's something coming up on Friday, the 19th of February, which sounds like today. That's the Relatively Good Radio Show's Resonance Fundraiser. That's £10, Friday, the 19th of February, 8 p.m., the Joiner's Arms, 35 Denmark Hill, SE58RS, featuring the Discount Orchestra, the Relatives, and DJ Anne Frankenstein. So that's tonight, in fact. So let's give that another plug. That's the Joiner's Arms, 35 Denmark Hill. Then we've got also tonight, if you're not in that part of London, Digging Deep for Resonance, £5 entry fee, Friday the 19th of February, 8 p.m, the Book and Record Bar, West Norwood, SE27 9NR, featuring Resonance DJs Hannah Brown, Zoe Lucky Cat Baxter, Robin the Fog, and special guest DJ Food, plus prizes. All the Bees fundraiser. That's Sunday the 21st of February. Admission £12. Aces and Eights, Tufnell Park, NW52HP, featuring Blurt, Band of Holy Joy, and DJ Charles Bullen, ex This Heat. Okay, so that's the announcement. There is a website, of course, and lots of stuff on eBay. I'll just try and stretch the mic over so I can read the list. There's lots of stuff on eBay. If you go to the Resonance fundraiser.resonance.fm, I'm sure you'll find a link there somewhere. And there seems to be something contributed by the Wavelength, that show called Wavelength. And this is a signed painting, an oil painting, by the noted Israeli artist Menachem Geffen, who was apparently married to Diana Rigg for a while, the actress Diana Rigg, in way back in the 70s sometime. And that is, it was originally exhibited at Victor Musgrave's Gallery 1, London. Geffen is an Israeli painter born in France and who was married to Diana Rigg in the 70s. This work measures 2 feet by 3 feet. And works by him, Geffen, are listed in auction catalogues at £1,000 to £1,200. This is an oil on canvas. And this, the bidding at the moment is £87 for this item. Now, so if I can get back, how much longer have we got left? I think there's 1 day, 21 hours left for that item. So what else? The Curtain Up Show Bundle, Expert Business Coaching Session, Folk Print Collectible Performance Art Book and DVD Bundle, A Dinner at Sarastro with the host of the Opera Hour. There's 22 hours left for that. Anyway, there's a whole list of stuff. Go to the Resonance website, scroll through the eBay catalogue, as it were, and you'll find things to bid on to help Resonance stay on the air. So in the meantime, I shall play some records, starting with my sort of sub theme tune at the moment, which is the Big DJ.
I once wrote a poem about disc jockeys. It was published in a little book of verse called Tin Pan Alley. You can get it for £5. Now here's a little song about them. To my friends in the business, I would only say, if the cap fits... I'm a disc jockey, remarkably cocky, with every good reason to be. And I'll say it, though maybe I oughtn't, I'm really most frightfully important. All the teenagers, though simply outrageous, believe every word that I say. I get the new records as soon as they're in, then pick out the ones that create the most din, and the fools go and buy everything that I spin. I'm the Big DJ, the Big DJ. I'm a disc jockey, and aren't people lucky to have such a fellow as me? I could sell them the simplest arpeggio by plugging it over the radio. Ouch! Though my fans bore me, they simply adore me and hang on each word that I say. They sit there enraptured when I'm on the air, then write in and ask for a lock of my hair. It's part of the cross I'm committed to bear. I'm the Big DJ, the Big DJ. The publishers greet me with counterfeit glee. They fawn at my feet for a favor from me. That's why all my whining and dining is free. I'm the Big DJ, the Big DJ.
I got a book the other day, and it thrilled me from head to toe. That this book is made to order is what every girl should know. So, I put away my knitting to read it in a sitting. The mailman had told me the book wouldn't hold me until page 54. The paper seemed to thicken. My reading seemed to quicken. My thumb then was burning from turning the pages until page 54. I found 50 so nifty. 51 was a treat to the eye. I know the score by 54, and then watch the pages fly by. Though amber is the fashion, this book aroused my passion. It thrilled me and chilled me, suspense darn it killed me until page 54. Thank you. I've read books about history, from King Arthur to Whittington's cat, of Caesar's grasp on Cleo's arm. Now I can talk plainer than that. I'm right on 54 now. There is no more to know now. But alas and alack, the book went back, and I met with no luck, 'cause I got the wrong catalog from Sears Roebuck.
De Reude, im Anfang war das Wort, und das Wort war bei Gott, und Gott war das Wort, und das Wort ist Fleisch geworden und hat unter uns gewohnt. Im Anfang war das Wort, und das Wort war bleiflott, und flott war das Wort, und das Wort ist Fleisch geworden und hat unter uns gewohnt. Im Anfang war das Wort, schon das Wort war bleiflott, schon flott war das Wort, schon das Wort ist Fleisch geworden, schon hat unter uns gewohnt. Im Anfang war das Wort, schon das Wort war bleiflott, schon flott war das Wort, schon das Wort ist Fleisch geworden, schon hat unter uns gewohnt. Schlüsch, flotsch. Übe. Eng. Fehl nie. Uhi. Na. E. Wip. Fehlens. Püree. St. Du. Kau. Meinen. Auch. Die. E. Vögel. E. In. Schwei. Geh nie im Wald, Eva. T. N. U. Rip. Alter Uhe. St. Du. Au. Mae. Mae. Pyjama mit rotem Frosch. Bill. Pyjama, roter Frosch. Bill, Pitschrott frisch. Mae. 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 Reinhard, Reinhard, Rosa Lamm. Oh, wah, 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 wee. Oh, wah, 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 wee.
Oh, wah, 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 wee. Oh, wah, 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 wee. Oh, wah, 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 wee.
Re! Gute Nacht, Gedicht, gehaucht.
Bodies hang from decaying trees in the springless landscape that is our love, where upon stagnant rivers float stone sarcophagus, our butterfly parchment flesh entombed, enwombed, enwombed in hopelessness.
Non sonos atauso me lumi operete ian exolo en exanexato ne sono.
That's right now.
Well, clear here is the depth, clarity, feeling, the unrepressed near pseudo-passive elegiac reality, which in this instance is more of lyric than of stream of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Neo-Joycean, atypically true Larian.
Yeah, me lo meto, me lo staso, me lo monto, me lo Joyceano mas, me lo tular, me la stasa, me lo sato, me lo.
Our love was quick frozen in the tundra. Our hopes have died like small prairie animals.
Come on. I mean, really. I mean, that's just... I mean, that's bullshit. It's crap.
Che lumi oggetto, gelo staso smeti, me la tundra, me lo petaso, getumi omego.
No, me la sona metaso huio puio itu. Tisa hita a pizza.
Critical response is invaluable in the necessary isolation of the Canadian, yet neo-landscape retroaggression, which, of course, leads to more basic questions about language.
Well, such is the condition of animals.
Desert, dry, akimbo.
Black fire.
Biological necessity.
Saba lata liotite, saka salu. Vowels are the word's soul.
No direct evidence for the origin of speech.
Consonants, the skeletons.
Proto-language.
That's spoken by Adam.
Adamic.
Or the propensity for grammar.
Property P, says Chomsky.
A Hebrew word.
Symbolic evidence.
Of cultural complexity.
Cognitive and manual capacity.
The rise of language.
Satellite missio viopsi lesatu.
Very fine particle.
Underlying
language
idea.
Acquisition.
An isolated child.
Sounds remembered and produced.
A symbol for the event.
As snow.
A nui quali.
Api. Pukak upsik.
Fluffy tega.
Saluma roak.
Sun crest.
Natatonig sinogotog.
Animania.
Depth. Hor.
Tumarinjig.
Kolmanik.
Large particles.
To remove to another place or office. To carry to heaven, especially without death. To render into another language.
As a crack like a revolver shot.
Un craquement sec comme un coup de revolver.
From one of the great maples.
Parti d'un des grands érables.
Startled him back to where?
Le ramena brusquement à la réalité.
He stood shuddering with cold.
Il s'aperçut qu'il relétait deux fois.
The genius of the English language.
The genius of the French language.
Nouns stacked.
Its precision.
Prepositions with verb
Its force. Logical ordering of ideas.
The graphic adjectives.
The dilution of expression.
Sensation of hearing. A transmitted disturbance perceived by the ear, especially a tone produced by regular vibration, mm-hmm. opposed to noise, mere noise without meaning, as distinguished from sense.
Ah. Mm.
To give a continuous account of...
Si vedi che la ragione...
Which might seem okay.
C'est à avouer.
Several steps away.
Un impôt qu'il faut payer.
A rock hit Ray.
Nathan felt miserable.
Now, a large, outstanding, natural mass of stone affected painfully a man's familiar name.
I see.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Another familiar name, usually Jewish, whose emotions were excited to be exceedingly unhappy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We saw the wild duck.
Bad luck. The cat drank the milk.
John owns a new motorcycle.
So Vera scratched his back with a stiff brush.
Hmm. A species of waterfowl, being in a state of nature, apprehended by sight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A domestic animal of the genus Felis.
Oh, Felis, mm-hmm. uh-huh.
A white liquid secreted by female mammals, mm-hmm. a bicycle mm-hmm. driven by a motor, and an instrument set with bristles, not easily bent.
Oh, right.
Sonaki nolometi vita gamu otto saibaleno.
Noti soma bita ati kita lemo titimi.
Lemo kitto itti saibolemo kitti molo somat.
Oftomeli, erogana muti uti, gite saibolemo.
Sona kit. Aniu atakali ketelemo salumoa roak salumoa roak. Upsa. L'epocato ofta herpoganum somat noli noti moti.
Tetimi
soma bita utu hito ata meli getei. Saibalemo, saibalemo.
Teufelsfalle. Te vu. Te vu. Low blow, 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 low blow Death, yah, yah, follow blow. Death, yah, yah, follow blow. Lay. Gay. Lay. Death, yah, yah, follow blow. Death, yah, yah, follow blow. Zoo, 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 zoo. Zoo, 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 zoo. Death, yah, yah, follow blow. Zoo, 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 zoo. Lay. Gay. Death, yah, yah, follow blow. Lay. Zoo, 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 zoo. Zoo, 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 zoo. Zoo. Z. Interessant. Interessant. Interessante. Quite interesting. Interessant. Interessante, interessante. Interessant. Interessant. Interessante tibi. Interessante tibi. Interessante tibi. Interessante ole. Interessante tibi. Interessante tibi. Interessante ole. Interessante ole. Interessante tibi. Interessante ole. Interessante ole. Interessante ole. Le diable blé blé. Le diable blé blé. Le diable blé 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 blé. Le diable blé blé blé. Le diable blé 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 blé. Dieu semblé, Dieu semblable, Dieu semblable, Dieu du semblable, Dieu du semblable, Dieu du semblable, Dieu imbable, Dieu imbable, Bubble, Babble, Babel, Baby, Bible, Boy. She was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she drank cocoa. She was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she was a little girl, and she drank cocoa. She was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she drank cocoa. She was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she was a little girl, and she drank cocoa. She was a little girl, and she had a little curl, and she drank cocoa. She was a little girl, and she drank cocoa, and she drank cocoa, and she drank cocoa. Cake or kale or Coca-Cola. Cake or kicks. Kale or kicks. Kale or kale, kale, kale. Clayco. Lacko. Lacko. Jack or diamonds. Lacko demonies, lacko diamonds, lack the crack, lack the scene. I like him pills, I like him pills, I like him pills, I like him pills, na beer. All I can piss, all I can piss, all I can piss, I like him pills, na beer. I like him, I like him, tick, tuck, tick, tuck. I like him, I like him, tick, tuck, tick, tuck, tick, tuck. Kick, go, kick, quack, kick, go, quack, cook, kicks, tick, tuck, tick, tuck. Kick-o, kick-crack, kick-o, crack-o, kicks. Tick-tack, tick-tack, tick-tacks. Frog, ugly, duckling, froggly, waggling, fraggly, wackling, fackly, toggling, fackly, wackling, fraggly, waggling, froggly, duckling, ugly, frog. Tacks, tick-fack, fick-tack, tick-fack, fick-tack. Toggling, fackly, wackling, fraggly, waggling, froggly, duckling, ugly, frog. Tacks. Frog, ugly, duckling, froggly, waggling, fraggly, wackling, fackly, toggling. Tick, tack, tick, tack, tick, tack, tick, ta, ti, ta, ti, ta, ti, a, i, a, i, a, e, i, o, u, 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 a, e, i, o u a e I o prayer. Where is Wheelie? Wheelie, where are you? Where is Wheelie's wife? Wheelie's wife, where are you? Prayer. Where is Free Wheelie? Free Wheelie, where are you? Where is Free Wheelie's free wife? Free Wheelie's free wife, where are you? Prayer. Where is Free Wheelie free? Free Wheelie, where are you free? Where is Free Wheelie's free wife free? Free Wheelie's free wife, where are you free? Prayer. Where is Free Will Wheelie Free Will? Free Will Wheelie, where are you Free Will? Where is Free Will Wheelie's Free Will Wife Free Will? Free Will Wheelie's Free Will Wife, where are you Free Will? Prayer. Retro me Satanus, retro me Om. Saturanus metro resartor Om. Matre rotas om, rotas metrisch om, tenet illegiblum pater nostrum, partere nosteres mater nostra eternos pater Mary had a little lamb in the middle of her et cetrum adum mamma mia infinitum.
Yes, well, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And today's programme features various sound poetry tracks and other assorted items. We started way back at the beginning with one of my favourite records of the time at the moment, Paddy Roberts singing The Big DJ from a record called Strictly for Grown-Ups. In fact, some of the tracks can't be played on air, and I have to apologise for the odd word that slipped through over the last 15 minutes. There has been an occasional gaffe which might upset some people. Whoever they are. The last track was by Ernst Jandl, Der Künstliche Baum, which is a very rare 33 RPM single, which comes with some book, which I haven't got with me. This is issued probably in the 70s. And side one was Der Künstliche Baum, and on the other side was something which credits the English concrete poet John Furnival, Devil Trap, Des Engländers, John Furnival. And before that was Teufelsfalle, Ein Sprechtext nach Motiven der Textplastik. So that is quite a rare record, that one. And before that, we heard one side of also quite a rare thing on the Fantasy Sound label, which was called Simultaneous Translation by, I believe, a Canadian sound poetry outfit called Owen Sound, also dating from the 70s. And somewhere slipped in there was a curious track actually by Mae West, which comes on an LP which has W.C. Fields on one side and Mae West on the other. And she was singing something called Page 54. Okay, so we're going to move on to something which is the Honeysuckle Company, Konrad Sprenger. And this is side one, Eswerda.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM during fundraising fortnight or week, which finishes this weekend. The painting, which I mentioned earlier, the Menachem Geffen 1961 oil painting, has now reached £102 on eBay with 11 bids. So anyway, go to fundraiser.resonance.fm for an array of wonderful art experiences and music all something. That must be a misprint. Experiences and music. All, I see, all up for grabs, yes. Okay, so there's a whole list of things. You go to, there's dinners and tickets and bundles of records and Menachem Geffen oil paintings. Okay, another track by Owen Sound.
Ma, piaupa, majama, ma,
piaupa, pajama,
majama, ma,
piaupa, pajama,
majama, ma,
piaupa, pajama,
majama,
ma, piaupa, pajama,
majama,
ma, piaupa, pajama,
majama, ma, ma, piaupa, majama, ma.
This is a lecture on composition. Necessarily experimental.
This is a lecture on composition.
Necessarily unique. Cannot
this
be repeated.
This is a lecture on composition.
Nothing is accomplished.
Which is indeterminate with respect to its
cannot be grasped as an object.
This
is a lecture,
is a
on,
lecture
composition.
On composition.
No more value than a postcard.
It cannot be repeated.
It provides a knowledge of something that happened.
This is a lecture on composition.
This is a lecture on composition,
lecture
which is necessarily
composition.
Experimental.
This is
this
a lecture,
is a lecture
on composition.
Composition. A performance of a composition,
repeated.
Which is indeterminate.
This
is
a
lecture
on
composition.
Composition.
Cannot
it
be
cannot
grasped
be repeated.
As an object in time.
This
is a
lecture
on composition.
It cannot be repeated. It was really something much more, which really had to be said if anything were going to be understood. was going to be understood. What really?
Ma.
Ma. And me.
Ma.
Ma. Hand. Hand to be expressed. It was just
ma.
That. Ma. Ma.
Ma.
Ma. It was just that. That is.
Ma.
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 Sagarazi to
Sagarazi.
Sagarazi to Agarazi. Uzagarazi to Agarazi to Agarazi to Agarazi to.
For it is possible that though the space of the page is here equal to time, the performance being realized by a human being rather than a machine, such a space may be interpreted as moving not only constantly, but faster or slower. Thus, finally, nothing has been determined by the notation as far as performance time is concerned.
I don't really know how this song got in amongst the other Motley collection. Actually, I wrote it especially for me. At 17, you're very green, but learning fast. At 21, your life is fun, a man at last. Strong as an oak, perpetually broke, but ready to come out fighting. Love running true to form. So warm, so exciting. Then 32 and 42 go swiftly by. And all the things you used to do, you no longer try. And you say that love is overrated, and that kissing leaves you cold. suddenly you realize you're growing old. Swiftly by, and all the things you used to do, you no longer try, and you say that love is overrated, and that kissing leaves you cold, but suddenly you realize you're growing.